Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Kyle Pecora, clinical psychology doctoral student. We have all felt left out of a group at least once in our lives. Does the language we use lead some people to feel excluded? Dr. Stout and Dasgupta of the University of Massachusetts Amherst asked men and women to read a job interview containing either masculine, gender-exclusive language, like using the word he, gender-inclusive language using the phrase he or she, or gender-neutral language, like using the word one. Next, they rated their feelings of exclusion, as well as feelings of motivation, identification with the job, and their perceptions of being able to advance professionally. Women, in contrast to men who read male gender-exclusive passages, felt more left out than those reading gender-inclusive or neutral passages. They also felt less motivation and identification with the job. The typical English gender-exclusive style of writing that has been used in the past may be ostracizing women without our intending to. When speaking or writing, use gender-inclusive or neutral reference. Substitute humankind for mankind, humans for man when referring to both genders. Exclude specific gender reference. For example, an ideal student is one who sets goals for himself. Instead, use themselves. You will be including more people and developing better motivation. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Kyle Pecora.